Good morning. This is the Charleston Daily Brief for Sunday, September 6th. Charleston River Dogs scored six unanswered runs to pull off a 6-4 win over the Augusta Green Jackets at Joseph P. Riley Park. The late rally flipped a close game in the River Dogs' favor after Augusta had kept things tight throughout. Charleston closes out the series with the Green Jackets. Georgia Southern quarterback Max Johnson threw for 281 yards as the Eagles shut out Charleston Southern 31-0 Saturday night in Statesboro. The defense held Charleston Southern scoreless the entire game, giving Georgia Southern a clean road win to open their season. The Eagles now turn their attention back home. The Citadel ran for 137 yards and three touchdowns through the air and ground as Gavin Garcia led the Bulldogs to a 43-41 win over Charlotte triple overtime. Saturday's season opener in Charlotte went the distance with both teams trading blows through three extra frames. The Citadel opens play with a hard-fought road victory. A severe weather risk is climbing across the Lowcountry ahead of a Labor Day front moving through Monday. A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect for parts of South Carolina, with the biggest threat arriving overnight. Residents should keep an eye on conditions before heading out for the holiday. Two people were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries after a two-vehicle crash on Bees Ferry Road in Charleston Saturday. The collision sent emergency crews to the scene, and both drivers were transported for treatment. Traffic on the corridor was cleared later in the evening. Holt Homes and Mungo Homes have begun selling homes at the Long Savannah development in West Ashley, with townhomes and single-family houses starting at $386,990. The new neighborhood brings a mix of housing options to a growing part of the city. Sales are now underway for those looking to move into the area. The National Weather Service in Charleston issued a special weather statement September 5th warning of a strong thunderstorm with wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour near Lake Marion. The storm poses a risk of damaging winds to the surrounding areas. A severe thunderstorm watch number 658 is also in effect until 11 at night. Motown Throwdown comes to the Charleston Poorhouse Sunday at 1 in the afternoon. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to stay up to date at charlestondailybrief.com.